If you get to the stop sign, you've gone too far.
Marine Judge Advocate Emma Shin directed me to her new home, a big hillside house outside of San Diego.
Hey, it's so good to meet you. Yeah,
we met before the coronavirus pandemic forced us all to keep our distance from each other. It was just after Shin moved here to serve at Camp Pendleton. Her home was filled with cardboard boxes. A new city, a new house. She says it's been a little stressful. But what hasn't been stressful is reconnecting with Marines who knew her before she transitioned in 2016.
They knew me as the old Captain Shin, right?
Now, as she reconnects with them, she says they accept her and don't treat her any differently. Shin is also the president of SPARTA, a national support group for transgender service members. She recently bumped into a Marine she hadn't seen in years in the parking lot.
So I salute, and he pulls over just a little bit, and he rolls down the window, and he says, Emma, right? And he calls me over, and it was this really amazing, fantastic experience to have my name and who I am, right, validated.
A new study from UCLA shows that two-thirds of cisgender active-duty military support transgender service members. That number goes up among service members who identify as women or people of color. Shin joined the service in 1994. In 2004, she was deployed to Iraq. She didn't know any other trans people in her platoon. She hadn't transitioned yet.
I'm 100% confident that if I was in that same situation today, I would be a better platoon sergeant than I was in 2004 and 2005. Being able just to be whole and to be authentic with your troops.
In 2016, President Obama allowed transgender people to serve openly in the military. But President Trump said allowing transgender people to serve would be costly and disruptive. Now, transgender people can't join the military if they've medically transitioned or been diagnosed with gender dysphoria. People like Emma Shin can stay in the military because she had enlisted before the policy change. Shannon Dunlap is a PhD student with the UCLA Department of Social Welfare, who co-wrote the study showing wide support for transgender service members. Dunlap says they found service members who identified as gay, as a woman, or a racial minority were more likely to accept transgender people in the military.
Black and Latinx service members reported the highest support for transgender people with 69% and 75% respectively.
She attributes that to their own ongoing fight for equality. The military historically has been one of the largest employers of transgender people in the country. Many of them are not serving openly. And now, Dunlap says the stress of hiding their identity...
It looks like discrimination. It looks like stigma. And it's a real lack of those protections and resources that are afforded to their cisgender counterparts.
Emma Shin says the ban on open transgender service is affecting military recruitment. Potential soldiers are asking themselves questions like,
is joining worth not transitioning, right? We are losing folks from our recruiting pool in a time where recruiting is challenging.
She says the old Captain Shin lived two lives, a Marine Corps life and a private life.
And never the twain shall meet. It's like this nagging pressure, this itch that you just can't scratch that wears on you. And some days that itch may be more persistent than others, but it's there until you transition and that itch goes away.
The pressure can be too much for some service members. Shin says the military is losing talented people as a result of the Trump administration's policy. In Los Angeles, I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.